This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello and welcome, everybody.
Hello.
To our next episode of Interesting as Fuck. We have some adult beverages, so, you know, take that with a whatever grain of salt that you have. And today we are going to talk about one of our favorite things to do ever
on the planet.
Ever. I like the pun.
Hey,
which is traveling. And we thought that was a great kind of idea and topic to talk about because we are traveling together.
Yeah.
For the first time ever.
That's right.
And, you know, somebody says there's a great expression or like saying that says, if you want to know somebody, travel with them.
1,000%. And like friends, spouses, potential partners, coworkers, travel. Siblings,
travel. My brother is horrible to travel with.
Oh, I could not travel with my brother.
Oh, God bless.
Couldn't do it.
And
I'd kill him.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I think it's one of the things where I had a good group of friends. Like, I know that there's two instances where I traveled with some people and I literally never spoke to them after that.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. And I think some of my absolute closest relationships were like solidified because we traveled together when we were younger.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a way to put somebody in a higher stress situation.
Yeah.
But also traveling is not necessarily stressful. I think
it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, but it's also something that takes you out of your comfort zone, which I think is the reason why. You know, you have your routine at home, you have everything like it just so, and then you go traveling and you're faced with different people, different foods. How tired do you get if you sightsee? Do you like to sightsee? Do you like to wake up early? Do you like to wake up late? There's a lot of things that like come up that people in like regular life, you wouldn't necessarily think of.
So I have a very funny story about this. So our best friends, this was early on in my relationship with my now husband. And we were going to travel for my 30th birthday to one of my favorite places on the planet, the Cayman Islands. And in high school and in college, a bunch of my guy friends and I that we all grew up together, they lived in Boston. I was in DC. We would alternate like visiting each other. And we would put together these like color-coded itineraries that were absolutely hilarious. They had comments. They had confirmation numbers. It was a whole thing. And it just became like my habit as to how I plan a trip. And I put together this itinerary and I like to color block the whole thing. I know I just triggered so many people. Linda is with me on that. I can see the excitement in your eyeballs.
It's the most amazing thing ever to color code and plan.
Like color block the whole thing. Ooh. But I know a lot of you were just triggered with that. And I send thinking that like they're going to find this as hilarious as I and me and my friends have for a decade. I send this itinerary to our friends and my husband gets a call and it's like, wait, what the fuck did we sign up for? Because in my head, I had not prefaced the fact that I love making itineraries. I will color block the whole thing. But some of this is just like, some of it is just suggestion, just to get an idea of what we're going to do every day. Also, now I just kind of keep them for me because I did our entire 2.5 week honeymoon like this. We spent a year planning it. When you see it, like it's on Google Docs, when you see it from a distance, it does look stressful. It's color blocks. for 2.5 weeks. It's just like a total mind fuck.
That sounds like a Zen experience to me.
I can't believe you haven't shown it to
me. I'll put a picture of it on. I'll put an example of it on the Instagram page.
Yes.
Once we get there, Cayman Islands, our honeymoon, whatever, I never have to look at it again because I know exactly where we're supposed to be, exactly what we're doing, what time our trains are, what time our reservations are. But it was just so funny because our friends were like, what monster did we sign up to travel with? And that really could have been a make or break moment for me as like a new girlfriend in the picture too.
Right.
But we had a great time and now they get a kick out of the itineraries because they know, obviously, like now over a decade later, but like they know better, but I should have given them a little bit of a heads up.
I mean, I feel like it worked out, right? So what, it did. So, you know, I don't know. I am a big fan. My husband tends not to be like the planner about these things, but I'm like, if we're going to a country that we don't know at all, say Japan. Japan is amazing. Go to Japan.
Go to Japan.
And first thing you do is, of course, go get the egg salad sandwich from a convenience store.
From 7-Eleven. Lawson's is my number one seed.
Yeah, Lawson's the best one.
Number one seed.
Though we should, that's another idea. Go to Japan and do like a March Madness type of like.
I will book my flight tomorrow.
Yeah. Food to the death. Like, which one's the best?
We got to get the fried chicken.
Yes.
The onigiri.
Yes.
The coffee milk.
Yes.
What I was talking about,
we went into a fugue state where we just immediately transported to Japan for a little while.
I dream of this fucking sandwich.
So good. And I think when people plan things, I think traveling is also a way to know yourself, right? When I plan something, I, again, suggestions, all that stuff. And then I know what's happening. I'm like, today's this day. Today is a break day. Today we're going to be hanging out by the beach. Today we're going to have a sunset thing, whatever, right? And I think that teaches you how to also be flexible. Because sometimes you have an itinerary and if you can't let that go, you're like, wait, maybe I should be thinking about why I'm making this itinerary. Is it because I want to control the situation or is it because I want to see the most?
It's a great point.
And I think that's the key. And I think, you know, my husband probably like when he goes places, he plans, but I just do. I just happen to do it because I really enjoy it.
I enjoy it too. I'm with you in that.
So I think that's the thing. And I think when you get compliments of people that go together, I think it's really helpful. And I think that was the trip when I went to South America where it was like a bunch of people and it was not – because I was like, yeah, let's go do this and let's go do that. Like, this is, I'm probably not going to come here again, right? Like, you don't go to many places many times in your life, except for Japan. Go to Japan. And they just, like, were so nasty about it.
Oh, God.
And I literally have not. Yeah, I have not spoken to any of those
Travel
people.
Could really be make or break. Even more so, I think, than, like, living with somebody.
Yeah.
Because it's, like you're saying, it's different. It's different situations. You learn how they treat other people in different cultures. How picky are they in trying new foods? And listen, we're not saying like if you're a picky eater, like by all means, who cares? Like you do you.
Yeah.
But like you learn so much. You learn sleeping things, planning things. Like, you know, when to me, there's a very big difference between a vacation and a trip.
Yeah.
If we're going to a city or a new place that we've never been, it's a trip. Like you will need a vacation from the trip I'm about to plan you.
Exactly.
We're going to walk 20,000 steps a day at least.
At least. Because you got to see it. How are you going to go see a city without walking?
Yeah. I've completely lost my train of thought on this one.
Because but... I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No. We're having a conversation. Yeah, That's how it works. We can leave this all in too. Because you know what? We're also real as fuck.
Yeah.
We love to talk.
Real as fuck. And I feel like... Like my train of thought, I've been at the spa all afternoon. So I think my train of thought is also very short because I'm still thinking go to Japan.
Yeah. I've been on an expo floor, a hard cement expo floor for 8 hours.
And my brain, big meetings.
Yeah, big meetings. Big my brain is mush. Oh, also, yeah. Perimenopause is a hell of a fucking thing, ain't it?
Perimenopause sucks ass. And like all I'm keep thinking about is like my muscle tone. Anyway, but I think you were talking about like trip versus vacation.
Yeah.
And so like a trip, like if you're not walking a city, what are you doing?
Right. Vacation, I don't want to do shit. I want to sit at the beach or I want to be in a resort where I don't have to leave. But I think the important part in relation to our podcast is I would say that I would call them health benefits of travel.
Yes.
And how it can continue to make you interesting, can continue to give you things to talk about with other people, to make connections. There are people, I know people, and I know you even more so than me, have friends all over the fucking world that you still keep in touch with. And maybe you met those people at a work event. Maybe you just happened to share a table at Oktoberfest, which I'm literally speaking from experience with that one, that you just keep in touch with for a long time because you make these connections in these different places. And I think my favorite thing about traveling is it opens your eyes, it opens your ears, it opens your mind, it opens your palate. Like you learn so many new things, but you also come to realize like how truly connected we all are. And I'm not talking about phones, internet, all that. I'm saying if you travel, if you have the privilege and the luxury and the good luck and good fortune to be able to travel, and I hope that's the case for everybody, you learn that like, yes, we may live a world away, but we're kind of the same. And I think that's a beautiful thing. You can always find something to relate to. Japan's a great example. Oktoberfest over Italian weekend. I've had entire conversations with people not speaking the same language because you could connect with them if you're open to doing that. And I think travel only helps make the world more interesting and also smaller in a good way.
Yeah. And one of those things about that is so I'm a person that's lived in multiple cultures, right? And mm-hmm. I've traveled and I've lived in multiple cultures. And one of the things that people tend to do, there's two ways people like kind of imagine like either traveling or going to a specific place that they don't know, is to revert completely to their home culture. Mm. To go, I am fully X in Y place and I will just stay this way, right? And we have a lot of examples like that. We have like Germans in Spain, we have Americans in Paris, we have, you know, all these kind of very stereotypical thought processes about how people are in other countries. Mm. There's two where somebody tries to assimilate completely. They go, my home culture doesn't matter, and I'm going to become this new culture. I'm going to become part of this culture. Like, I'm going to be this. And people don't realize there's a third way that you just take what you like from different cultures. As long as you respect and are kind to people,
yeah,
that's it. And then you just pick up all these different things, like egg salad sandwiches from Japan.
Guys, it's just the moral of the story is Japan is the greatest place.
It's the greatest place.
The people are the best. The food is the best.
It's wonderful.
Goddamn.
And I think that's kind of the thing that we have to remember is that the world is there for us to understand each other and to connect more. And you know what? When you go back to your home country, you're like, you know what? Guess what? I went to the Cayman Islands for vacation.
Yep.
I really didn't do much, but you know what? I learned that there's a great fish down there and it was really good, right? Like it doesn't even need to be that complicated. No,
it doesn't need to be extravagant. No. It doesn't need to be crazy. Just, I don't know.
I think it's, I wonder, like, I always wonder why people are so afraid of travel and like going to other countries. There's one, of course, like the privilege of being able to the money that, you know, there's, you know, we cannot say that things are easy out there, right?
Right.
People can't just like jump on a plane and be like, peace out and I'm going to wherever. But I think the concept of there's also some fear around that, right?
100%.
And I don't know any better. Like I don't know the fear of not, I only know the fear of not traveling.
Right.
Right. And it's very, it makes me more aware every time I go to a new place, every time I go to a place, maybe another time, I learn something about the place, the people, and myself.
That's great.
And I think that's, you know, in essence, what we should always be doing, kind of always be learning, always be thinking about how do I better the world? How do I come out better than, you know, how do I leave a place better than I left it, right?
Yeah.
In some countries, when you go and it's like very like poor, but they have a tourist infrastructure, I go, you know what? I'm going to tip a lot and I'm going to like, you know, whatever. I won't haggle that much when I go to XYZ.
Sure.
Or like whatever, right? So I think there's a lot of different ways. And I think it's about not only just planning, but going into the travel with an open heart. What is that? Clear eyes, open.
Clear eyes, open heart, full. Wait. Clear eyes, open. I don't know. I never something. Watched that show.
Tell us. Email
clear
us.
Eyes, open something, full heart, heart. Whatever.
Whatever. Going in. But yeah, that's what we need to do.
I'm looking it up.
And, you know, that's something that I, you know, that I've always seen. And, you know, people see me as like, oh, you know, you've traveled a lot, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, it's not, I haven't traveled a lot in the sense of there's still more to learn about it.
Yeah.
There's still more to do.
Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose.
All right. There you go.
No, I never watched that show, but I hear it's good.
Yeah, I hear it's good. But apparently we need to skip season 2, according to, you know, How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, Friday Night Lights. Skip season 2. Oh, God. Okay, so clearly we love Japan, and we are not traveling. We're not in Japan, which sucks.
Boo. Otherwise, we'd be eating.
Yeah, we would skip this recording, because I'd be like, why the fuck are we inside? I just want to eat dumplings. Gimme gyoza, sake, yes. Egg salad sandwich. Sushi, of course.
Of course.
Give me all the tuna.
All the tuna. And do you know they bought like
the, I want the, mercury poisoning. I've eaten so much tuna the next time I leave Japan.
Did you see that they actually, there was a record purchase of a tuna fish?
Mm-hmm.
Like last week or something? It was it was like a ton of money I saw, but I don't know. I don't remember the amount, but
yeah,
ton of money. That's another picture for the Instagram. Big ass tuna and the excess.
Listen, I love, I'll watch the hell out of some Wicked Tuna because yes. I love guessing how much per pound they're going to offer.
I mean, wow.
It's yeah. I'm actually kind of good at it.
Really?
I'm actually pretty good at it. I can get pretty close.
It's like, why aren't you on like The Price is Right?
Maybe, great question.
Why is that show still on?
It's yeah, still Drew on, Carey right? host.
Drew Carey host.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Tuna.
Tuna expensive. Okay, Japan so egg salad sandwich. Start. We're fine. We got back.
My question was going to be some of your favorite places to travel. We can talk about maybe favorite trips as well. And like why those were your favorite, but like, what are some of your favorite places to travel and why?
Paris. Paris is my favorite city to go to.
Ugh,
because I've been, I don't even know how many times I've been.
Yeah.
And I can still find something that I don't know about it.
Yeah.
I've been to Paris. Yeah. Probably every year since I was 6 months old.
Amazing.
Like, I'm like not like I have family there, all that stuff, but that's my favorite place to be. How about yours?
I love Paris. I really have a hard time not saying New York City. And some of that is very similar to where you're coming from in the sense of I grew up within an hour train ride from there. I have a ton of like, you want to talk about core memories, like New York City is a lot of them. And then I got older and New York City is where my husband proposed. It was our son's first trip ever in his life. So like New York continues to become like more ingrained in my family. I have family from New York. So I love New York City and same thing as Paris. Like we could go up there with, it stresses me out to not have an itinerary. New York, Paris also, but New York, we could show up and just like literally just roll with it. And we will fill the whole weekend and be done with it and be like, we did all the things. And then go back and be like, we've done nothing here. We've just like tip of the iceberg. Yeah. So I feel very similarly about New York City in terms of like one of my favorite places to travel. And luckily it's closer to us than Paris is, but.
What is time really?
Time is a flat circle.
It is. And it's but a construct. But a construct.
So favorite trip.
Okay. So this one, I don't think people are going to understand until the end of why I think this is the best trip.
Okay. I'm excited for this.
Me and I don't remember if we were married at the time. Okay. I'm not sure. But me and my husband went to the Bahamas over New Year's.
Ooh.
And we went to an all-inclusive. We'd never been to an all-inclusive. I was like, I want to go to an all-inclusive and like not move, maybe do like one or two activities, snorkel, whatever. And we go, everything's fine. The inclusive one, like we had like the stragglers that, you know, were kind of like overly drunk and like it was kind of like not our jam, like on that. The food was okay, blah, blah, blah. When we come back, our flight keeps getting delayed and delayed and delayed. And we're like, okay. And then we, you know, go up and we get it because we had to go Bahamas, New York, New York, DC, which was stupid, but that's how it worked out. And so there's a snowstorm in New York. And we have the plane is canceled. We can't, like, I'm calling Expedia. I'm on the phone with an hour for Expedia. My husband's like sitting there. And I'm like, what's going on? And then he goes, why don't we take the bus home?
From New York.
From New York.
Yeah.
And then I make it happen. And the why that trip is amazing is because that could have been a stressful situation. Yeah. But what we did, because we couldn't find a hotel, because I was on the phone with Expedia trying to find a hotel, because I had booked it through Expedia. They were like, obviously like overwhelmed, blah, blah, blah. And he was like the ideas guy. And I was like, okay, let's find the shuttle to get to the bus and then buy the bus tickets. And we did it. And we made it with like 20 minutes to spare, last bus out of New York. And that's the kind of thing that I think makes for a great trip because you understand how you deal with a person in like a very potential, we didn't fight at all.
Yeah.
Like I was just on the phone because I can handle being on phone, talking to customers. He can't do that. I can't. And then he was like, oh, let's do this. Done.
Great.
Right? So I think that's my favorite trip because of the lessons we learned, because it's just the complement of how people kind of operate.
Yeah.
And that's why for me, I think that's the best trip that we took because of the outcome.
Yeah.
How about you?
Even while you were talking, and I promise I was paying attention, I was trying to think through favorite trip. Yeah, I have a really hard time not saying our honeymoon because
yours was like epic.
We had a great time. We got married. We waited a year to go on our honeymoon because we were like, yeah, we'll do a quick little like jaunt after we get married to decompress from the wedding, which of course was not relaxing at all. It was a long weekend in Boulder, Colorado for Dead and Company shows. Although
super relaxing.
That was the first time I was 15 feet away from Jason Momoa. Yeah.
You know what? Okay. So Elaine has these stories and I am, you know, and I hope I come out saying this, like not being like, oh yeah, she's saying this, but she doesn't really mean it. I'm not a person that's like super envious and jealous. I have like three stories that Elaine has told me and I'm like, fuck all the way off. Like just and like it's not even like stories that I'd be like, oh yeah, I'd be like, fuck all the way off, and I'm like, why? So yeah, so that's, you know, so you were 15 and then
that's
you actually
the first time
you know, first time listeners.
Oh, he is just as big and beautiful in person as he is on television.
Oh my god, we should please tag him.
I'm going to.
Please tell us. Please come.
We've made eye contact twice.
Yes. I have not. I've made eye contact
once
zero.
In Boulder, once in Nashville, walked back into Gibson Garage because my mom wanted a guitar. And you were practicing with your new band and
fuck
playing
all the way off.
Playing that night in Nashville.
She's texting me while this is happening. And I'm like, yeah. I think that's what a crack on my phone is for.
You throw it across the room.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is
How
this?
The fuck? Twice.
And then you listen to him like do his like band thing. I was like, what?
Yeah, they covered a bunch of Red Hot Chili Peppers. I was like, this is what heaven is like.
You know what?
Get fucked.
She didn't tell me the Red Hot Chili Peppers part, everybody. And now they were my first concert ever.
Oh, I love them. I love them so much. Anthony Kiedis, you're 60 and you look fucking great.
You look 30. I'm gonna tag him too. You look 30.
We'll tag him
too. Oh, also, you know, just as a reminder, it can get loud as the next.
It might get loud.
It might get loud as the next. You know, it's rocker, but still. Anyway.
Yeah. So. We go to Boulder, Colorado, of course, for Dead & Company shows. That was a weekend. But a year later, we go on this epic honeymoon. We spent a week in Alsace, France. That was life-changing because I got cute aggression about a town. There was one day we did this beautiful walk. We were staying in the town of Kaisersberg, which is stunning, at the hotel, by the way, where Anthony Bourdain died. Sorry. All right, okay, that's not fucking pour one out.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
Cheers.
Yes. Cheers.
Tony. Our moment of silence is cheersing with.
So we kind of married the fact after our marriage, the marrying of our two families. So the Alsace region is where my husband's family emigrated from in the 1600s. Italy is where half of my family emigrated from in the late 19th, early 20th century. So we kind of like married those two things. And so like that one is a really hard one to beat because it was sentimental and we just had so much time. But also my husband works for a much more progressive company, but one of those companies that tells you have unlimited PTO. So you take less time.
There's research behind it.
So really anytime we traveled, he would still take calls here and there. He wouldn't be like working during vacation or our trips, but this was the first time he had like truly unplugged fully. I was like, you are not taking one phone call on our honeymoon. That is not going to happen. He was like, yeah, no, of course. And that was eye-opening for him too, to be like, wait, why am I even wasting an hour on a work call when I'm missing? That's like a lovely lunch or a picnic or a museum we could have been to. So I will say it was also, life-changing in terms of now when we take trips, specifically trips, vacation, especially when there's a lot of like lounging. Like if he wants to take a call, you can go back to the hotel room and take a call. I'm not breaking this mentality. By all means, go ahead. But like if we're bopping around, he's just gotten so much better at fully like disconnecting. Being in the moment, disconnecting from work and like enjoying the time that he's earned to be off from work. So there were just like several things that it was just, we also splurged like we had never ever done before. Cause it was our fucking honeymoon.
Yeah.
Also, here's pro tip. Anytime you're traveling, tell them it's your anniversary, you're on your honeymoon. Or if you are truly about to travel on your honeymoon, like every little thing you book, tell them it's your honeymoon. The perks are endless and they're amazing. The room upgrades, the bottles of champagne, the dessert, like you may have more than one honeymoon and that's fine too. But your honeymoon is a time to really like spend time together. And I don't care if it's like your honeymoon is down the street or across the world, like tell everyone.
You know, and I think thinking about how Elaine's approach to travel is, she made a statement with her honeymoon in a way. Like the honeymoon wasn't just we're going on a nice trip and we're going to go and we're going to do something. It's, hey, let's learn more about our backgrounds, like where our family's coming from. And I think, you know, if the only recommendation and the only thing that you come out of this podcast with, apart from the Excellent sandwich, is think about your travel. Like, yes, there are vacations where it's thoughtless. There are vacations where you're sitting on a beach reading some books. I just did one of those where I was like, I planned one dinner, I planned one activity, and that's it. The rest is I was walking, I was doing nothing. And I think there are times and places for that. And I think it's really worth your while to think about what you want your travel to say, not only about you, but to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's really great. Also with the honeymoon thing, don't abuse the privilege. With great power comes great responsibility.
True.
But I
but don't sell yourself short either.
Exactly. Like,
this is more my point.
No. We didn't do that enough when we went to, I went to Japan for my honeymoon. and I, which by the way, I wanted to go to the Seychelles and then, cause I was like, I want to go to a beach somewhere.
Sure.
And then my husband's like, why don't we go to Japan? We don't really, we, you know, we wouldn't necessarily go to Japan.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what are you talking about? And then I sat down and I was like, fuck, he's right. Let's go to Japan. And then I planned it all color coordinated.
That's right.
It was lovely. What are we trying to say here? We're trying to say, get the fuck on a plane.
Yeah. And again, we understand the privilege we have to be able to talk about all these trips.
Yes.
But I think even if you hesitate a little bit, think about your dream trip, put it on your vision board if that's your thing for 2025. I just, to me, I don't remember, like, even in the days where I couldn't afford to travel, I still did it. And I never remember how much it cost me, if it meant like not going out to dinner back at home or not going to the bar for a couple nights or a couple weeks or even a couple months. Like, to me, it was worth the sacrifice to do it. I just think, I don't know, I think we would be a whole, I hope that we would be a whole lot more understanding of each other if we experienced each other's cultures. I truly feel like you learn a lot about a culture through their food. I don't know, just talk to people. I think, like you were saying, sometimes there's fear. I think language barrier is obviously a huge one.
Yep.
But as long as you're respectful and like try a little bit.
Always learn hello and goodbye. That always helps.
Do you speak English or whatever your native language is
exactly.
In that language?
And you'd be surprised how far that gets you. People go, 100%. Oh, this person's trying to understand my culture.
Yes.
And before we end, I want to say, I just remembered a story. And this is not a trip of mine. So when I was studying abroad, in France, and the computer might die and we might be screwed. When I was traveling in France, there was a woman that hated my guts. And she basically was like always doing these sly things to like kind of be shitty to me. And nobody really saw it. I was like, am I like, maybe I'm just the insane one. My roommate also was like, you know, I think you're just being a little too dramatic. She goes on a trip with her and she's like, oh, she's fucking nuts. What? You were always right. I apologize. You knew what you're talking about. That's another exact, you know, if you want to know somebody, if you want to marry somebody, travel with them. Even if it's on a bus to go somewhere else, if you only have bus fare money, but that's what you should do. So as we close out here, because my computer is going to die.
We're super technical and professional here.
Super professional. We need somebody. If somebody can help us, save us.
For free, maybe?
Yes. You know, and, you know, if we, you know, maybe not free eventually.
Yes.
And, you know, travel. Try to travel. Plan travel. Use all and any resources that you have because it will change you in ways that you don't even fathom.
Agreed.
What are you going to leave us with on that?
Just stay interesting. How about that?
I like it. See you guys next time for it's gonna get loud.
It might get loud.
It might get loud. I always get that.